Pitkin County's plan to slowly return to normal life relies in part on adequate testing for COVID-19, which is in the hands of Aspen Valley Hospital. The hospital's cooperating with the county and using nasal swab tests to identify new cases of the virus. For more on the process and testing capacity, I talked with Aspen Valley Hospital CEO Dave Ressler. I've heard the county say quite a few times that they plan to test everyone who has symptoms. Are you going to be able to test everyone who has symptoms, or is that sort of everyone with an asterisk?
No, right now, so I guess the asterisk is, as of now, we can, and we've allowed for some increased testing as the public health department backs off on the public health orders that have so contained movement in the community and activity. As activity and movement resumes appropriately and as needs to occur to start restoring the economy and start supporting businesses and families again, there is going to be an increase of viral activity. So we know that our testing numbers will go up, and so we are prepared for that. We actually have excess capacity now because we have so few patients coming in for testing.
And how many of those tests do you have?
At this point, it's a function of the swabs, or sometimes you'll hear test kits, and we maintain an inventory of several hundred, and the supply chain has opened up, so we have not been having difficulty of, we've had plenty to be able to meet our current needs. That wasn't necessarily the case as little as a couple weeks ago, but for now, we've got sufficient swabs to be able to perform the tests.
Now, obviously, it would be hard to predict a surge or when you might see a spike in cases, but there are probably going to be ebbs and flows coming here at some point. How does your testing capacity accommodate for that?
Well, we maintain what we call par levels of inventory. So think of it as for each item of supply, we want to have a par level, a certain number. That when we drop below that number, we reorder. If one of two things happens, we won't be able to maintain those par levels. One is there's all of a sudden a constriction in the supply chain. That is something that would cause us to want to be concerned. A second is all of a sudden if we're just simply utilizing the swabs faster than we can get them replaced by our supplier, or a combination of both, a constricted supply chain and using them too quickly. If either of those become the case, which we don't think will happen, we certainly are going to prioritize patient care needs.
And how about patient volumes at the hospital? Are they still staying somewhat low and steady?
The patient volumes at the hospital continue to be low, which was what gave us in the county the indication that it was a good time to proceed with the testing and tracing. So we actually, as of today, do not have a patient in the hospital with COVID symptoms. We have other patients, but we don't have one in the hospital or in the emergency department at present. We did have three patients in the emergency department yesterday. So that gives you some idea at how low the incidence is of the virus in the community is. It's been a while since we transported our last patient. And it was a total of four that we had transferred out. And I would say we reached our peak somewhere in that March 15th to 22nd timeframe, and it's been tailing off ever since.
You know, that is pretty heartening to hear.
It should be. It is for all of us that the community succeeded in smashing down the curve, and now we can start working on getting it open again.
That was Aspen Valley Hospital CEO Dave Ressler talking about the hospital's COVID-19 testing capacity and their role in Pitkin County's return to normal. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.